This summer, Alaska's Energy Desk is bringing you the second season of the podcast, Midnight Oil. This season is focused on one of the biggest challenges facing the state. That's climate change. Today, oil companies on Alaska's North Slope are dealing with on-the-ground problems related to rising temperatures, like shorter ice road seasons. But the oil industry is also grappling with climate change on a much higher level. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
This spring, ExxonMobil held a meeting with investors.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. If I could ask everybody to go ahead and take a seat.
It didn't generate many headlines, and that's a little surprising, considering what Exxon was there to talk about, climate change.
This was the first time that Exxon had ever held a session devoted entirely to carbon, as they called it, but to the larger issue of climate change.
Amy Harder is a veteran energy reporter who used to work for the Wall Street Journal, and now she's with Axios in Washington, D.C. She follows how oil companies are strategizing around climate change, and Exxon's meeting got her attention.
You had Darren Woods, the CEO of the company, there talking directly with analysts about this very issue.
We believe that we have an obligation to help address this challenge. We also believe very strongly that we're part of the solution.
The purpose of the meeting was to explain to Exxon's investors how the company fits into a world where climate change not only exists, but where people are trying to do something about it. There was one moment towards the end of the meeting that sticks out. An analyst piped up about a policy called a carbon tax. That's a well-known idea to combat climate change. And it's actually something Exxon supports.
I have a cheeky question. I've assumed that Exxon's support of a carbon tax is very savvy. I think it's a very good message for the company to send. But equally, it's likely because you don't think a carbon tax will ever happen. Is that fair?
There was an awkward pause. Then one of Exxon's top managers says,
no. Short answer, no.
And Darren Woods, who was sitting off to the side, sort of stood up and became animated. And it was the most animated, you know, an oil executive could be, talking about why they are advocating for a carbon tax.
There is a cost of carbon in society today. It's an implicit cost that's hidden. And so our view with a carbon tax is making it explicit is a much more effective way.
Yes, that was the CEO of Exxon acknowledging that climate change is a cost to society and advocating for a carbon tax. Now, you don't see climate activists jumping up and down about this. Exxon's take-home message was its oil and gas business is going to be just fine, even in a world that's trying to confront climate change. Setting that aside, though, Harder says that Exxon's meeting even happened is a big deal, that its investors were there, asking tough questions about climate policy and how it could affect Exxon's business model, and that the CEO was there taking those questions on, that's telling.
They're accustomed to dealing with, you know, what reservoirs around the world have the most oil and oil prices and all these other things that really have nothing to do with climate change. So the fact that they were steeped in it, to me, was an indication that climate change is a very big issue from a business perspective for Exxon and other big oil companies.
And it fits into a larger debate in the oil industry right now. For decades, the world's hunger for oil has generally steadily ticked up. And in response, companies have found and produced more oil to satisfy that demand. But now there are hints of change. Andrew Logan is with Ceres, a Boston-based nonprofit that works with investors and companies, pushing the business case for environmentally friendly practices.
What's changed in the last year or two is that, you know, the industry now, for the first time in its history, is worried that, you know, after a century and a half of growth, global demand for oil may peak and eventually decline. And that is a remarkably fundamental shift for these companies.
The Trump administration may be pulling back from climate policy, but most of the rest of the world isn't. The renewable sector is growing rapidly, and the world is getting a lot more efficient in how it uses fossil fuels. So some big oil companies are talking about a day when the world's demand for oil stops growing. This year, one such company, Norway's Statoil, made a big announcement proclaiming it was taking oil out of its name.
Say hi to change. Say hi to Equinor.
It's reshaping itself as an energy company, not just an oil company. Equinor projects oil demand could start to decline by 2030. Now, there's a big asterisk. All oil companies, including Equinor, agree demand for their product isn't going to dry up anytime soon. The world goes through a staggering amount of oil every single day. And as giant economies like China and India grow, even more energy will be needed to power them. Looking to the future, the oil industry is trying to figure out how to balance that with the world's equally pressing need to deal with climate change. Logan from Ceres says there's no doubt the world is going to need a lot more energy.
I think the real question is, what form will that energy take? And will it necessarily be fossil fuels? And that's where I think the risk of the industry being wrong is greatest and is, you know, I guess, is the greatest threat to the long-term financial health of these companies.
It is impossible to know how this will play out. The energy industry is notoriously unpredictable. But if the climate change issue does lead to a decline in oil demand, Logan argues companies that branch out from oil sooner rather than later are going to look really smart. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
That story is part of the podcast Midnight Oil, The Big Thaw from Alaska's Energy Desk. To hear the rest, go to alaskapublic.org or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.